Keegan, Muskegon Heights.
Looking for care that fits your life? At Trinity Health, your primary care doctor is your partner in health, offering routine checkups, managing chronic conditions, and guiding you to the care you need. With both virtual and in-person visits, plus a 24/7 nurse triage line, Trinity Health Medical Group makes it easy to get care when and where you need it. Find your personalized primary care provider today at trinityhealthmichigan.org/primary care.
Programming on your community station is supported by Urban Apparel, located at 2713 Peck Street in Muskegon Heights, offering fall inventory featuring turtleneck sweaters, two- and three-piece wool blend suits, two-piece walking suits, and more. For more information, their telephone number is 231-375-5963 or online at uamenswear.com. Urban Apparel is proud to be a supporter of your community radio station, 103.7 The Beat.
Don't miss this beat. Are you looking to make some noise for your business? Want to bring your message home? So go ahead, turn up the volume with your business with a partner that is in tune with the beat of Muskegon. 103.7 The Beat, broadcasting loud and clear to over 20,000 people. We're the pulse of the urban community along with Lakeshore, keeping it real for 22 years and counting. Call 231-727-5007. That's 231-727-5007. Or email us at wubslp@gmail.com. Connect with WUBS 103.7 The Beat today. And let's make your business sing.
You know me from radio. You know the voice. You know the passion for culture, people, and real stories. Now experience it on a whole new level with The Unfiltered World with PA on YouTube. From Africa to the Caribbean, from the city streets to village life, from hidden gems to unforgettable conversations, this is travel, culture, and truth without the filters. Subscribe today to The Unfiltered World with PA on YouTube and come see the world with me. Real journey, real people, real culture. The Unfiltered World with PA.
This is Friday, August the 7th, a beautiful day in the city of Muskegon and Muskegon Heights. My name is Melvin C. Burns II. This is Community Focus. If you normally join the program, you know that my brother Gregor T. Roberts is here. He is off today, so I am driving the ship solo today. Welcome to Community Focus at 103.7 The Beat. We have a exciting afternoon planned for you as we look to inform you and bring you guests and conversation about our local community. Let's start off with weather. Again, as I said, it's a beautiful day here in Muskegon. We had a low today of 67 and a high of 82, and it's just extremely comfortable outside. Tomorrow, expected to be sunny, low 66, high of 79. On Sunday, we have a 45% chance of rain, low of 64, high of 79. On Monday, that chance of rain increases to 80%, low 69, high of 80. Tuesday, 60% chance of rain, low of 68, high of 79. On Wednesday, a 45% chance of rain, low of 63, high of 79. And then next Thursday, it'll remain cloudy, low 64, high of 80. That is your weekend weather forecast. So expect a beautiful weekend. If you got some projects to do outside, this is a darn good weekend to get some of those things done. All right. Now, hopefully, for you regular listeners, you have become accustomed to me doing my five list. And so I have a five list for you today. I was thinking about it. You know, we had the elections this past week, and sometime our candidates are elected, sometime they're not. But that should not be the end of our political involvement, our political activity. And so today I want to share my five list, which is five ways to be politically involved without running for office. Are you ready? Number one, you can serve on a local board or commission, planning commission, zoning boards, park and recreation boards. There are literally dozens of boards in your city, your township, your county, where they need people to step on and fill. And many of these boards make important decisions about our community. Check your local organization's websites. You can find more information. Number two, join or lead a community advocacy group. There are certain groups that advocate for certain issues: housing, education, criminal justice, family rights. Join these groups. They often shape public opinion, and they often will push ideas to elected officials to act on. Number three, attend public meetings and speak during public comment. Have something to say, and I want to say this, whether city council, school board, county commission, sign up if they have you sign up in advance. Plan to make public comments. If they give you 2 minutes or 3 minutes, stick to your time and maybe make some notes about what you want to talk about so you don't ramble. And keep in mind, what you say does become part of the public record. But be clear in your statements. If you have recommendations or questions, be clear with those. And even when you might expect a response, you know, because they're not going to respond to you that night in a lot of cases. Number four, work on issue-based campaigns rather than for candidates. Ballot initiatives, referendums, policy reforms, community education drives. There's a lot of issues that, in fact, when you work on these issue campaigns, sometimes they attract the candidates to you. But consider just pursuing some of these public issues and how you feel about them and perhaps moving them to ballot issues. And then finally, number five, participate in public comment periods for state and federal agencies. All these new rules, they have periods where people make comments. Comment in those public comment periods. All right, that is your top five list for today. All right. Okay, now we do have our guest, as we said, coming on today. Our guest today will be Mr. Robert Mathis of City Boy. If you're not familiar with City Boy, it's a nonprofit in our community. Robert, welcome back to the program. Okay, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll have Robert on to talk about City Boy.
Many travelers dream of experiencing the beauty of Tanzania, from its stunning national parks to vibrant cultural sites. Yet the costs often seem overwhelming. But with Visit Tanzania for Less, exploring this East African gem on a budget is not only possible, but incredibly rewarding. Whether you're a solo backpacker, a volunteer, or just a budget-conscious traveler, we provide valuable insights and resources to make your journey unforgettable without breaking the bank. Book your trip now with just a $300 deposit and flexible monthly payments until your travel date. For more travel inspiration and tips, follow us on Instagram or visit us at visittanzania4less.com. Visit Tanzania for Less, your dream adventure within reach.
The wait is over. The all-new Umoja Radio Network, home to over 40 black-owned radio stations and podcasts, is here for you. Connect to the world's fastest-growing collection of unapologetically black and proud media, from podcasts to independent black-owned radio stations, and access to the important news and music you need. Umoja Radio is from our culture, by our culture, for our culture. The all-new Umoja Radio is available right now on Google Play and the Apple Store. Join the movement. Be empowered.
All right. We are back on the station live. I have mentioned we're live, right? And so things happen. But again, join me in welcoming back to the program. He's been a guest here before. Rob Mathis of City Boy. Is it City Boy Incorporated? Or
City Boy Corporation.
I always, when I say that, you know, I'm from the 80s, so when I say City Boy, I always think of Detroit City Boy, City Boy Incorporated, which is a nonprofit here in Muskegon.
That's correct.
It's good to see you again.
Good to see you too, brother.
Tell people what City Boy is.
City Boy is a nonprofit that my wife and I started in the middle of the pandemic, and then we started it to help families out with food. There was a lot of social distancing going on. Kids was out of school. So we reached out to our friends on Facebook and had them come up with a plan, and we got together and made lunches for 3 months off the donations that we got. Mm-hmm. And we've been going strong ever since.
You know, there's so many nonprofits, and some of them are famous, just start off with people saying, you know what, I see a need and I want to help fill it.
Right.
And so commend you guys for seeing a need and then jumping in there. Last time we talked, you were planning an event in July, I believe, at Hackley Park.
In July we had, matter of fact, it was in June. The community picnic.
Yeah, how did that go?
It was a great event. A lot of people came out. I mean, it was free food. We had games for the kids. I mean, it was just a time when people can come together and just have a good time. And not be stressed out.
Good, good. Now, I was doing some reading. Went to your website. You didn't mention this last time. There was a survey of nonprofits, and you were for 2026. You were voted the most effective nonprofit, I believe, in Muskegon County.
Yes, sir. I work hard.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's about being in touch with your community. I talk to people all the time. I find out what their needs and their concerns are. And I go out and I try to fill that gap, that other organizations aren't doing. Mm-hmm. And to do that, you have to have boots on the ground in the community. So I love my work. I love what I do and the people I work for.
I forget the name of the award, if you recall what it was called. But one of the things, it was some other prominent, well-known nonprofits there. Mm-hmm. But I think your comment was this was voted on by the people. It wasn't like some editor handing you an award. Right. This was voted on by people in the community, correct?
That's correct. Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, that's a tremendous honor. I'm sure you're proud of it in the sense of people are recognizing the work that you're doing.
Yes, sir. I was very proud to get that award.
Yeah, good, good. So what kind of things do you guys have coming up in the near future?
Oh, wow. Oh, so Monday, have our backpack giveaway starting 9 a.m. Come to 318 Center Street, bring the kiddos and let's get some school supplies and get them off to a great start.
Okay.
It's sponsored by our friends at Bedden on Henry Street.
Awesome. Yes. Okay. So that's Monday the 10th?
The 10th.
From what time?
We're starting at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And anybody can come, no matter what schools, just be there?
We are a community organization. Okay. Doesn't matter what school you go to.
All right. Oh, awesome. And thank Bedden for sponsoring and supporting you guys.
Absolutely.
That.
This is our fourth event.
Yep. Okay, fourth year of doing that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, so you got the backpack giveaway coming up on Monday. What else you got coming up?
Well, I got some things in the work. I want to make an announcement, but I can say that I have started another nonprofit.
Okay.
Okay, my wife and I. It's called City Girl.
City Girl.
Okay. So the DBA is going to be changed to City Boy Operations.
Okay.
And it's going to encompass all the things that we do. She's going to take up the women's division of it and make sure that we have programs for young mothers and help them with all the needs that they have. And especially, I talked to my wife about postpartum and the kids need counseling and stuff like that. So it's a need out there, and I want to meet the need head on and have a woman spearhead that part of the organization.
So what brought this about? Is it just conversations you're having or some specific incident kind of put this in your mind?
You know, my wife, got kids. You know, families have kids young.
Yeah.
So we talked about all the things that wasn't available to her when she was young.
Yes.
So it was no counseling out there. Back at that time, I think they had the Webster House or something like that where kids can go to.
Yes.
But it wasn't no specialty place that was there, you know, that could help the kids with diapers, you know, car seats, counseling, you know, milk, and just to be a friend to them, mm-hmm. and a support mm-hmm. to that mother.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yes.
Rob, let me ask you something, because I talked to a lot of people. They have a good heart. They want to do things. And you know, you've learned as you've developed this nonprofit and things. Talk to people about, they can have the heart and compassion, but talk to them about the business and the organizational structure they got to have to kind of make, be able to still be a benefit.
Okay. Well, pretty much you don't want to reinvent the wheel. I mean, there is organizations out there that may be trying to do the same thing that you want to do. I would suggest partnering with them organizations and learning more about what they do and how they do it, because it's a struggle with those organizations, because they come, I want to say, like at a corporate level, and you might be just starting out, you know, mom and pop type, you know, organization. Mm-hmm. But partnering and understanding the business is the best way to find out what's going on in the community and be more effective in the community. And joining those organizations, you know, as opposed to maybe starting your own nonprofit, might be more beneficial to people that's trying to get into the nonprofit sector. And it's also a financial burden, because grants are hard to come by. They are very competitive. And I want to point out that my wife and I utilized our savings and started City Boy, and we did it for 3 years out of just our money, mm-hmm. you know, just wanting to give back to the community and show them that there's people out there that care.
Yes.
And, you know, we just want to build this momentum, because soon I want to be able to step back from City Boy and leave it to the community, because it's a volunteer organization ran by volunteers.
Sure.
So, mm-hmm. yes.
Yes. You know, a lot of times people want to do good and just think that's enough. And the heart for that's enough, but you got to, it's business still. You got to have the organization. You got to file your tax forms and your state forms. And
absolutely.
You know, and I like what you said about find out if somebody else is already doing it. And it might make more sense to work with them mm-hmm. instead of just thinking somebody told you it wasn't being done and you went out there doing something somebody else was doing, and maybe doing it at a better level.
Right.
And one thing you said is, you know, you and your wife looked for an area where you didn't see people being served.
That's correct.
And looked to be in that area. Mm-hmm. How important is that?
That is, you have to find your own niche mm-hmm. and develop that niche and within the community, and bring people together with that specialty that you're doing and grow that special niche that you're in.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what's important.
Okay. Now, I know when we talked before, you know, every nonprofit, the idea of fundraising, how you raise funds. I know you've, last time we talked, you were doing the bingo, which is helping raise funds. Are you still doing that?
Yes, sir. We do bingo every Monday night at Select Bingo Hall on Lakeland Avenue. Mm-hmm. Doors open at 4 o'clock. First game starts at 6 p.m. And if you want to come out and have a good time and have a good vibe, come out here to City Boy and see what we do.
Now, no numbers, but has that helped a lot with some of the things you're doing financially?
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Yes, it has. It's stopped me from going into my savings.
You might need your own nonprofit if you don't keep using your savings.
That's right.
You'll be the first one in line.
Right.
But, and so, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I know, again, it's nothing like finding a good, consistent funding source.
Yes, it is.
So that's Monday night, Select Bingo, Select Hall. And what times again?
Our bingo starts at, doors open at 4 o'clock. First game begins at 6 p.m.
Okay. And before we go too much further, if people want to get in touch with you, they want to volunteer, they want to donate, want to ask more questions, how can they get in touch with you?
You can reach me on my Facebook page, Rob Mathis reach me on Facebook at Rob Mathis.
Okay.
You can go and find me on City Boy. And City Boy Corporation, mm-hmm. City Boy Bingo. My phone number is 231-284-9932. The office number is 231-365-0067.
Right. Okay, and we'll get that in again before we wrap up today. So you got the backpack giveaway coming up, and you got a consistent bingo going on. You got City Girl. Was this the first public announcement?
I was going to wait to make the announcement, but you know, the Lord moved me in different ways, and it's important, you know, to kind of, you know, let people know that it's going to be a different division to City Boy, and it'd be something specialized, you know, just for women, not just young mothers, but, you know, my wife is a cancer survivor, and it's an opportunity where women can talk in group and, you know, and figure some things out either with themselves or with, you know, a loved one, you know, how to get help and different organizations and things that's out there available to help them.
Okay. Nonprofits run on two things, volunteers and money. How are you coming with volunteers, recruiting volunteers, or do you have room for more volunteers?
Always have room for volunteers. volunteers, you know, we get a lot of them from Michigan Works. Michigan Works has been the pipeline to make sure that we have enough people and staffing, because usually I'm out in the field picking up donations and I have people back in the office running the office and handling the different clients that come in.
Okay.
You know, I teach them what, you know, what needs to be done, what type of conversation that you need to have with the clients that come in to make sure that their needs are being met. You know, if you're just coming in here for food, you know, is there anything else that we can do? You know, do you need some personal hygiene products? Is something else that you're going through? And maybe get a referral to another agency that might help them. Where City Boy stops, there's another organization that does exactly what you need. So
okay, great. Yes. And maybe talk about that part of it. You can't do everything.
That's correct.
Having the references for other places you can send people. Talk about that a little bit and how valuable that's become.
Oh my God, over the years, talking to different organizations and the support network that comes out to help. Oh man, it's just a plus to have, like, what is it called? Catholic Social Services. What is the one up here on, like, I can't remember. Anyway, Health West. That's the one.
Oh,
I'm thinking
Health West. Yeah.
So I get a lot of those clients come in, and the social workers bring them in. I get an opportunity to talk to them and find out, you know, exactly what their organization does.
Yes.
So if I'm ever out in the field and I'm talking to somebody, like, I'm always stopping off on the highways, talking to the people who are panel handling, and try to find out, what can I do today to get you from being here? Is it you need an ID because you don't have a job? You need to you need some assistance with finding a home?
Yes.
Are you a veteran?
Yes.
Can I get you in touch with Veteran Services to get you from right here,
yes,
other than just panhandling, which is a temporary fix, but I want a long-term fix for you so I don't see you here.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure, I don't know if you find, you know, people always say, well, if they just did this one thing, they'd be okay, but it's more complex than that.
It is.
People, isn't it? You know, it's not just one thing.
Absolutely.
You know, they have health issues and mental health issues and housing issues and, you know, you play a part. You play a role in helping help people get back on their feet and,
yes, sir,
and meeting their needs. I think I asked this before. First of all, I'm gonna ask you two part. What else do you have on the drawing board for the rest of the year? And then I'm gonna ask you, if they drop that big pot of money, or, you know, the big spender coming to bingo and just go crazy, what are some of the dream things you have in mind?
Oh my God. I want City Boy to be in one central location,
okay?
In that location, I would do the bingo at that location. I would house all, you know, the appliances and furniture that we donate to people that who's starting off in homes that we get that's in storage.
Okay.
It would be on site.
Gotcha.
We would have a kids' daycare there. Affordable daycare, more affordable than what it is,
yeah,
an affordable daycare, and I would have a place where we can come together and eat, you know, have a cafeteria there where we can do meals for the holidays. That's important, you know, a gathering spot, and I want City Boy to be a community hub, to have to house all those things at one place. We don't have to go nowhere.
Yeah, well, maybe as you're speaking to the atmosphere, somebody's hearing it and grabbing onto it and shaking their pen to make sure the ink is there.
I hope so.
But you have to have those kind of visions for where you want to take things, you know, and idea of where you want to see things going in the future, don't you?
Yes, you know, and when I started City Boy, it was just on the premise of helping people that are, you know, hungry, that, you know, that's, you know, suffering from lack of resources, mm-hmm. but that expanded while we was out in the community talking to people, finding out different things that they needed. You know, hey, do you know somebody that has a bed? You know, we don't have the money. Mm-hmm. Hey, let me talk to my friends on Facebook and see what we can come up with. Okay. They donate me the bed. I give it to you. You mm-hmm. happy. Everybody's happy. I'm happy because I was able to be a tool in this whole thing mm-hmm. to get you yeah. where you need to be.
Okay. Let me ask you on a personal level, what keeps you going? I know there's probably days you wish you had more or some people you can't help. What keeps you going every day?
The Lord, man. He drives me every day. Like, okay. We got to get up. We got to get out here. We got to find out what's uh-huh. going on in our community uh-huh. to make our community better. Because okay. we can't be the people that stand by and be like, oh, man, that's messed up. You know, I wish somebody would do something about that.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy. I'm going to get out there and figure it out, do something about it. And then I'm going to ask people to join in and help me. I'm going to find out what the problem is and do something about it and bring people in.
You want to hear one day, well done, good and faithful servant.
Yes, sir.
I hear you, brother. That's good. Man, Rob, I always enjoy talking to you, man. Your passion for the community, your love of people, it's inspiring and
Thank
encouraging.
You.
Let's tell people again how they can get in touch with you.
We're located in North Muskegon at 318 Center Street, suite number 8. My phone number is 231-375-0067. The office cell number is 231-284-9932. You can also text that number. And Facebook, Rob Mathis, and City Boy Corp. Just send me a message.
Right, and let's give a shout out to your wife, because I know you guys are partners in this.
Yes, sir. And she's at work right now. I just spoke to her before I came in here. Raina Mathis.
Yeah, we wish her well. And again, you guys are doing a tremendous job. And in the few minutes we have left, just give people your appeal to support City Boy and the things that you all are doing.
Listen, if you can hear my voice, understand that what I do in the community is just give back. I have never worked for a dime, took a salary or anything. I do what I do for the love of the community, for humanity. Because what I want people to remember is that City Boy was an organization that took care of the community and did not want nothing from the community other than to understand that it's all about giving back and leaving something, a legacy of just giving.
All right. Rob, thank you for being a blessing. You can come out Monday, 318
Center Street.
Backpacks.
School supplies for the kids.
Awesome. All right. Rob, thank you again so much for joining us, all right?
And thank you, sir.
I wish you all the best, brother.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll be back with our next guest.
The wait is over. The all-new Umoja Radio Network, home to over 40 black-owned radio stations and podcasts, is here for you. Connect to the world's fastest-growing collection of unapologetically black and proud media, from podcasts to independent black-owned radio stations, and access to the important news and music you need. Umoja Radio is from our culture, by our culture, for our culture. The all-new Umoja Radio is available right now. Google Play in the Apple Store. Join the movement. Be empowered. Be empowered.
Celebrate the historic restoration of Muskegon Lake on Saturday, August 15th, with two great events. Start the day at the free community celebration from 9 to 2 at the Grand Trunk Pavilion, featuring family activities, giveaways, food trucks, kayak lessons, a fun run, Milwaukee Clipper tours, and more. Then from 7 to 10 p.m., climb aboard the historic Milwaukee Clipper for an 80s dance party with a live DJ, dancing, heavy appetizers from Wonderland, and a cash bar. Tickets are just $35. To learn more and purchase tickets, search Muskegon Lake Celebration.
Free preschool classes are now available for 3 and 4 year old children in Muskegon and Muskegon Heights. Operated by the Muskegon Area Intermediate School District, this free program offers your child a year filled with fun, learning, new friends, and healthy meals, all at no cost to your family. Call today to register your child at 231-767-8300. That's 231-767-8300. Don't wait. Spaces are filling up fast.
This is Andrew with Family Financial Credit Union, here with your Financial Minute. Ever wonder what a credit score really is? Think of it like a financial report card. It's a number that helps lenders understand how likely you are to repay borrowed money. Your score is influenced by things like paying your bills on time, how much debt you have, and how long you've been using credit. The good news? You don't need to be rich to build good credit. Simple habits like making payments on time and keeping balances low can make a big difference over time. Remember, building credit is a marathon, not a sprint. This has been Andrew with Family Financial Credit Union, here with your Financial Minute. Visit ff-cu.org for more information.
Community Focus. I am Melvin Burns again. They're allowing me to fly solo today. I want to introduce you to our next guest, Miss Nakia Moody of Moi Aesthetics.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, Moi Aesthetics. That's a rather creative name. Let's start off, for people that may not know you, tell people a little bit about yourself. Are you from Muskegon?
I am born and raised.
Okay.
I grew up in East Park Manor.
Okay.
I graduated from Muskegon Heights High School in 2020.
Okay.
2004. I'm nervous a little bit. Okay. Don't worry about
Don't be nervous. We're just talking about something you're an expert at. You.
Okay.
Okay. So you went to Muskegon Heights High School. You start this business, Moi Aesthetics. How long have you been in business?
Wow, I've been in business since I was in my basement in my own home.
Well, that's how a lot of businesses started.
I started off at home.
Okay. And so tell us what Moi Aesthetics is.
So I started off as Braised by Moi.
Okay.
And so honestly, this name was literally God's giving.
All
like,
right.
I prayed and asked God for a name. I just didn't want to be the typical Braids by Nakia or something like that.
Okay.
And I had prayed about it, and then the Holy Spirit was like, Moi.
Okay.
And I'm like, Moi, that don't sound right. So I called my big brother, Wardell, and I was like, hey, you know, the Holy Spirit put this on me, and it sounds stupid. He was like, well, tell me what it is.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, Moi. And he just started laughing, and he was like, that's you. I'm like, how? He was like, when you do your client's hair and you look at them when they done, what do you think? You think, Moi, that's me. Like, I'm like, and that's just what set it into perspective. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so now what all do you do at Moi Aesthetics?
So Moi Aesthetics, we provide hair braiding services. I am also an esthetician. I went back to school, so that's where the aesthetic part came in.
Okay.
So it helped me kind of switch up my business name going in and learning skincare and stuff like that. So we do skincare services, we do facials, we treat women that's pregnant, I do makeup, but I'm not really into it. I've learned it, but I'm not into it. We do waxing services.
Okay.
And right now I am hiring, so I am looking for a barber and a hairstylist.
Okay. Now, what's your location?
So we're located at 1675 Marquette Avenue, downtown Muskegon.
Okay, and hours of operation?
We're open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay, and how can folks, is there a way to reach you there, or you have a Facebook page?
Yes,
or
we have a Facebook page, which is Moi Aesthetics, or you can contact us at 231-260-5923.
So if I said, what's the motto, or what drives Moi Aesthetics, how would you tell me that?
The motto.
The mission statement.
My motto is beauty and simplicity. I'm really big into Moi Aesthetics is deeper than what it is. Like me, I love to make people look good.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's braiding their hair or actually taking care of their skin. And I do get into the community a lot.
Okay.
So I take my business in the community with volunteering. So
okay.
I volunteer yearly. This okay. is actually my busy season.
Okay.
Because I volunteer for I try to volunteer for up to 5 businesses, or if anybody mm-hmm. call me, I just put, and I'm teaching my staff that you got to give back in okay. order to be
so
blessed.
So that's an important part of your not just you, but your business is yeah. you want to give back.
Yes.
That's good. So where'd you learn that idea of you have to give back? Where'd that come from?
Well, I know that's how you bless. God okay. loves a cheerful giver.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't give back with money, I can give back with my skills because he also blessed me with those
okay.
skills. So I'm even teaching my staff how important it is to just mm-hmm. give back, because God will multiply that.
Okay. Yeah, you know, you're a relatively young lady. that didn't sound right. Talk about, and what happens, we get a lot of entrepreneurs, young people starting businesses, old people starting businesses. Mm-hmm. Talk about going from braiding hair in the basement to I'm a business owner with people that work for me. Talk about that transition and maybe drop some jewels,
man.
Share some information with people who might be listening.
You know, I'm still surprised a lot, but uh-huh. my biggest thing is pray.
Okay.
Because I started a business with nothing but prayer.
Okay.
I didn't have backings. I didn't have nobody really to push me or support me, but it's just simply prayer. And you're going to get discouraged along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, but just keep pushing. That's my biggest thing.
Okay.
Starting in the basement, I'd have never thought. I still got more to go.
Okay.
So I'm not All even right. where I want to
okay.
be, but to have started off in my basement and then to step out on faith into my brother gave me an opportunity in his barbershop,
okay.
Doc's Taper House.
Okay.
And I started there, so just getting a feel of being
yeah.
in a shop and paying
mm-hmm.
booth rent and stuff like that. I had
okay.
to learn it.
Yeah.
So, and then going from there and God giving me the opportunity to be the first black business inside the Florenthal to
okay.
operate a business.
Okay.
So that was... That was big.
Sure,
you know, I started
sure.
off in a room this size
okay.
in the Florenthal.
All
then
right.
as business, I outgrew the room.
Okay.
So I got a bigger space
mm-hmm.
in there. And then I was able to. So it's like God put me through all these stages
mm-hmm.
and I had to deal with all these different things in order to get where I am. And I know I still got more to go. I was sitting in my window one day and I had some money saved up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, God. I got some money, but I don't want to spend it on anything. What you want me to do with this money?
Okay.
And I was at work one day, and I had just let a client go. And the Holy Spirit told me, don't renew your lease. That was scary.
Okay.
But I was obedient, and I did it. And I was like, all right, faith without works is dead.
Okay.
So I had started just looking for buildings and stuff. And then I ended up downtown.
Okay.
On the other side of downtown.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, good. I mentioned this. Mentors. Have you had mentors, people that advise you along the way?
I have.
And how valuable has that been?
Man, it has been very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because I like to learn.
Okay.
I especially like advice from older people.
Okay.
They've been through a lot, and they're not scared mm-hmm. to really share what they've been through or not.
Mm-hmm.
It has always helped me. So just having, like, my brothers, friends, you know, people
mm-hmm.
in the community.
Okay.
Miss Henrietta Headley, she was a big... She came in at the mm-hmm. perfect time to help me, like,
okay.
kind of orchestrate the business part of it
sure.
and showing me a lot of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned a lot of stuff on the back end.
Okay.
This is the first time God pulling me to the front.
Okay.
So I'm like,
You got to come out front.
Yeah, it's time to come out.
Yeah. And, you know, talk about that side of business, permits, licenses, taxes, employees. Talk about having to learn that aspect.
Okay.
You have to take inhale first.
Yeah. So the first thing I did, because I've always had my LLC and I've been insured since I've been at home,
mm-hmm.
and it took
mm-hmm.
a friend to be like, hey, you need to do this.
Yes.
So I took that advice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cheap, but it's worth it, because
yes.
you might have somebody that want to take you to court. And
yeah.
if you don't have those insurances and stuff,
yeah.
you pretty much out of luck.
Uh-huh.
So and taxes, please get an accountant. Please.
Yes.
And the important thing of having an accountant is they help you,
yes.
they teach you, and they help you, they show you how to watch your business grow.
Yes.
They show you where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
They help you see the things you need to not do,
mm-hmm.
cut back on,
yes.
do this, and they give you a lot of business strategy too.
Yes.
So it's important to keep, it costs,
yeah.
but keep, have it.
Yes. All right.
Be faithful to that account.
Okay.
So, <All right. laughs> and hiring employees, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
You know, for me to be, I'm as passionate as I am, and when I talk to these young people and stuff like that, it get kind of devastating because it's like, man, there's so much talent in Muskegon, but you can't pull nobody out of their house. Oh, I don't want to pay booth rent. But me, when you come, with, I like to, my whole goal is to teach you while you're with me.
Yes.
I'm not scared to give you the game, drop the jewels or whatever they call it.
Sure.
You know, I want to show you what to do because I'm a firm believer. Everybody is not supposed to go. It's supposed to stay.
Yes.
So you teach so that when they go, they'll mention you and they'll send people to start with you.
Yes.
You know, so I'm already aware of that part. So it doesn't bother me to have a revolving door. It's just hard to get people to come out and just believe in themselves.
Okay.
And I guess I'm so passionate about it because I really have to believe in myself to do what I'm doing.
Okay. So you're just trying to share that with other people.
Yes, that's my whole, that's my ultimate goal.
Okay. Nakia, tell us about the event you have coming up in September.
So I am hosting my first event. I just stepped out on faith with this one.
Okay.
It's a community event.
Okay.
I am on a side of town where a lot of people don't know what I do. I still have people that walk through the door and just simply say, I just want to see what y'all are doing. I just want to know what you're doing. I see the sign outside, but what are y'all, you know, what do you do?
Okay.
So, and then I had sat back and I thought about it, and I was like, I'm connected to a lot of people.
Okay.
And I was like, the whole idea, it's not a back to school event. Let's clear that up. It's just a community event.
Okay.
So we'll have like vendors out, and then I'll be providing the food. My sister, she sponsored it. She's going to kill me, but she loved to give back to the community.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Forest Tax and Accountants.
Okay. All right.
But yeah.
Uh-huh.
We'll have step classes by instructor LaCoya Ware of Extreme Hip Hop Fitness. She'll be hosting a beginner's class.
Okay.
A $5 class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on a typical day is either where between $15 and $25. I wanted this event to be reasonable so that everybody can afford to experience all the things in the community. A lot of people don't go to a massage therapist because it's expensive.
Yes.
So this day you'll be able to experience a massage therapist for $1 a minute.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you want five
minutes?
Can
you keep a running meter? Because that first 10, you might want to keep going.
But if you only can afford $5 of it, I want you to be able to, you know, afford it. We'll have braiders there.
Okay.
I have three braiders that'll be there. We'll be providing hair braiding services, 2 to 4 braids for $20.
Okay.
These are typical $60 services.
Yes,
so for that day, you can bring your kids out, get their hair braided for $20.
Okay.
I'll have two of the best barbers around here, and they'll be doing $5 hair, $10 haircuts.
Okay.
And on a typical day, they're $35 and $40.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, then I have New Light Baptist Church out. We'll be doing a prayer station because people just be needing prayer.
Yes.
You know, some people don't know where, and then also a lot of people don't know where to go to get prayer.
Yeah.
So if you just want some prayer, come out and just be prayed for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this event's taking place at your location?
This will be taking place at my location.
1675 Marquette Avenue.
Yes.
This is on Sunday?
Sunday,
September
6th.
From 1 to 5.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds like an exciting event. Talk about what made you want to do this?
You know, it was not on my mind, but the Holy Spirit put it on my mind to do this.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I don't do this. I'm normally the one volunteering. Now I got to host this event, and this is something big for me. So this is something out of my norm.
Okay.
I'm excited yet nervous at the same time because I'm normally over in the corner braiding hair. Now I got to be in the community and face, and I just feel like this to give everybody in the community idea to see all the programs that are out there, the services that are out there. You know, a lot of people don't know about what goes on in the Heights.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, like, I asked Pathfinders to come out and set up a table so that the people in their neighborhood can come out and sign their kids up for these programs. My best friend, she's a farmer, locally, Moore Garden and Farm.
Okay.
She'll be out there with all her fresh goods so that we have a older community across the street.
Mm-hmm.
They might not have a car. They can come across the street and come buy fresh goods.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Awesome. So, you keep, I did have this mind and Holy Spirit put this on my heart. The people have a hard time with present. It's like, look, this is something God moved me to. Do people have a hard time, do some people have a hard time dealing with you with this aspect that I want to follow what God tells me to do with this business?
Some people do have a hard time. I guess listen, I have to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
Because I uh-huh. didn't do it by myself.
Right.
So I have to tell you who did it.
Uh-huh.
I'm just, it's, sure. that's okay. what it is. I didn't think of it myself.
Okay.
When I was told to renew that lease, I was comfortable. I was okay where I was. But I just listened and being obedient. And I also see by listening and being obedient where it's getting me.
Okay.
It's getting me in places I never thought of. Okay. So, yeah.
So at the end of the day on September 6th, what do you want people to go home thinking or feeling?
Man, I want them to be talking about this to next year.
Okay.
If we do this again uh-huh. next year, you know, I want them to be able to be happy that, man, they was able to experience this class. Now, wherever she is, they can go step.
Okay.
You know, that's more clientele for my massage therapist. Mm-hmm. You know, and we're black. Mm-hmm. We're black owned
yes.
doing this.
Yes.
You know, when you see a massage therapist, you don't think, oh, no, we black doing this.
Yes.
We have black mm-hmm. massage therapists, black hair braiders, barbers, and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And I want it to be more, that way the community can come out, togetherness.
Yes.
Yeah, so okay. that people can get integrated in the community and know that, hey, this is here for everybody.
Okay. You kind of said it, but whatever you share. So what do you think the future's like for you? What are some of the other dreams you have?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you heard the guest before. I push people to say it because sometimes we need to just, we're kind of holding, we need to say it. If God's releasing, you need to say it. And sometimes you never know who hears it.
Right.
You know, and it attaches themselves to it. So I like to ask people, like, you know, what's the next step? What's your big dream? What's the thing you see that may not be formalized yet, but you kind of see it in your future?
Owning several locations.
Okay.
And just keeping the same goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are different. You bring people in. Do you try to get them to have that, at least that same vision or mindset of where you're taking things and how you want to treat customers?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's the whole purpose of me saying that I like to, you know, I want to help you where you are, you
mm-hmm.
know, and teach you the things I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I learn as well.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I utilize their mind as well. I
okay.
ask them what they like. What
okay.
do you want to see happen
okay.
as well? So that lets you know we're on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And because customer service is slim to none these days.
It can be a challenge.
Yeah,
a lot
it's
of places
hard
can.
When you
yeah.
with somebody with a lot of talent, but
uh-huh.
they don't know how to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I'm big on that.
Okay.
So my whole goal is to teach as well.
Okay. What would you say has been the biggest change in you when you went from basement to business owner in a business location? What's the biggest, most profound change you can think of in Nakia?
I've watched my clientele change in that process.
Okay.
I've noticed the more you grow, you start seeing people drop off, but you also see it makes room for different people to come in. I've made some amazing relationships.
You have to trust that when somebody's been with you a while and then, you know, they don't want to take that next step with you.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, that means there's some dollars not there. It's like somebody's
yeah.
been with you. So that can be kind of frightening, can it?
It is sometimes yeah. because when you know your worth, sometimes your price got to go up.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, you can't stay
yeah.
stagnant for, you know, yeah. forever. And at first I can say it's like, you're scared to
mm-hmm.
go ahead. And but once I realize God dropped stuff off to
mm-hmm.
add more, that's when I start seeing things drop off, and
mm-hmm.
then I start seeing him replace it with, and that helped me grow too.
Mm-hmm.
See, getting a lot of advice from
yeah.
those new clients and them
yeah.
making me see my worth and
mm-hmm.
questioning me, because when somebody say, why are you charging this much for this and this, and then you're like, huh?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like when you see your worth too, you'll lose people. Once you get around it, you know, and each
mm-hmm.
level, you just, it's going to be that way.
And not a, you know, people make choices for whatever reasons. And there's a place for people who want to go to the kitchen tables and the basements. But some people don't want that.
Mm-mm.
You know, some people want to be, you know, I don't want to be a child, so I want to be in a salon, you know.
That's what kept me hanging in there.
Yeah.
It get discouraging because you might have some slow weeks.
Yeah.
And you looking like, and I still
but you go to the grocery store,
boyfriend.
Hey, come get your hair done.
Yeah, so it's like you almost get vulnerable.
Okay.
You get vulnerable, then you find yourself out there like kind of like you almost begging.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I'm telling you, just trusting God. That's what he gonna send you through them storms, even being a business owner.
Okay.
He'll dry your business up just to see how much you trust him.
Okay.
So I've gotten from every aspect, mm-hmm. but just hang in there. And then I want to be that person that my staff or whoever's with me can always come to.
Okay.
Hey, this week, this is going on.
Okay.
I'm understanding. I've been where you are.
Yeah.
So I'm very understanding. And let's work something out. I don't want to see you go back home. And a lot of people, that's what kept me hanging in there, because a lot of people will not come to your home.
Yeah.
So I had to stick it out.
Mm-hmm. Sure. What has brought you the most satisfaction in your business?
My customers.
Okay.
Yeah, my customers. Mm-hmm. I can honestly say my clients.
Okay.
And just even if they only came one time, just to watch how happy they are when they get serviced. I do mm-hmm. a lot of adoptive kids, hairstyles, and I guess that's why it's so important for me to get in the community, because there's a lot of people that can't experience it. So mm-hmm. to get out there and just mm-hmm. be able to do these kids' hair.
Okay.
And to see how they are, they might not ever get that again.
Okay. All right. I want to do two invitations. The first one, in your words, tell people about Moa Aesthetics Salon. And invite them to come, maybe tour the place, and I don't know, do they give a sample? I don't know, they call them samples.
No, we don't have no samples.
Invite them to come to the, maybe come and check out your salon, and maybe make an appointment.
Okay. Well, everyone, I am the owner of Moa Aesthetics. We are located downtown Muskegon at 1675 Marquette Avenue. Feel free to come in just to look around. So we do walk-in bookings. So if you cannot get a hold of us on the phone, mm-hmm. you feel free to walk in and book an appointment with any stylist that's available.
Okay. And then tell folks again about the event taking place on September 6th.
And please be sure to come out to the community event September 6th. We will have $5 step classes. There will be massage therapy sessions available. We will have braiders and barbers. And if you just need some soul seeking, we'll have prayer stations out. We'll have stations set up to sign up for community programs, Boys and Girls Club, Pathfinders. Hopefully we get Taken Back Muskegon out there too.
Okay.
We'll also have Sierra out there signing people up for life insurances.
Okay.
Because we don't.
That's another sermon, another program. But,
yes.
But the fact that, you know, we got to do better.
Yes, we'll have fresh farm goods out there for Moore Garden Farm to mm-hmm. be able to purchase. Like I said, nothing is free, but you can bring $20 and enjoy your whole day.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. If people want to get in touch with you, Nakia, how can they do that?
You can reach me at 231-730-7751 or on Facebook under Moa Aesthetics.
Okay. For people out there that are listening to you and saying, but Nakia, no, sounds good as you, but how do you get them to, what do you say to them to get them to just take that next step?
I don't push. Mm-hmm. I just, simple, like you told me, mm-hmm. let's just have a simple conversation. Mm-hmm. And normally when I talk to people and I just kind of see where they head at, I used to be in sales too. So it's like you can't kind of push them to do nothing you want to.
Sure.
Just plant the seed.
Okay.
Because sometimes just a simple conversation, they'll come back looking for you.
Mm-hmm. Have you had people that work with you going on have their own shops? Or
I have.
Have you?
I have.
Is that a good feeling?
It is a good feeling.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's why I say, because I'm still going to go. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But to have somebody to come and learn something and go out there and get it. I'm one of these people. If you tell me you want to do something, I'm gonna almost make sure you do it.
Okay. All right. You're
so,
going to remind them what
they're going to make sure what you said you're going to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's enough for everybody out there.
Remember. It is.
Good. Nakia, it's so good having you on the program. It's nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
In the last minute or two we left here before we wrap up, just again, greet the people out there. Tell them who you are and where they can find you.
Hey, everyone. You can reach me, again, downtown Muskegon at 1675 Marquette Avenue. And if you cannot find me over the phone, please feel free to walk in anytime.
All right. Nakia, thank you so much for joining us on the program. We're going to take a real brief break, and then I'll come back with my final comments for the day.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
Melvin Burns. We're going to wrap up our show for today, but my brother Gregory T. likes to give us some encouragement at the end, so I'm going to attempt to do the same. You know, he always says go out and be a blessing. One of the things we hope we do with this program is we don't just say be a blessing, but we give you opportunities. Opportunities to volunteer, information about going in business, making you aware of the community needs are. So what we want to do is remove the excuse for you to just sit at home, but to go out and do something for somebody else. And so I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you. Go out and be a blessing. And if you're doing something, give us a call here at the station. We'd love to have you come sit in the seat and talk about it too. Have a wonderful weekend. Gregory T., brother, I'll see you next week. Thank you to all the staff at 103.7 The Beat that helped make us look good and sound good here. Have a great weekend.